seeing the news reports of showing how oil will hit the jet stream and move around the coast of Florida, even though scientists have said that this oil may very well burn off and not come ashore anywhere in the state of Florida. The perception that there's oil in the water, it's important on behalf of our economy that we beat that back.
Meek said that he expects that an effective marketing campaign blanketing cities like Chicago, Nashville, and St. Louis would likely cost at least $96 million, but maybe more. He said the oil giant could easily afford it.
BP makes over $600 million a day. We're only asking for 4 hours of revenue out of one day to go towards helping to bring tourists back to Florida.
In Florida, tourism is a $65 billion a year industry. Already, Meek said, the Panhandle has seen a 70% drop-off in reservations. The rest of the Gulf Coast hasn't fared well either. It's reportedly seen a 15% drop in reservations. Meek says the charter fishermen he's spoken with are also beginning to feel the crunch.
Fishermen that I talked to said that 50% of their business, it's walk-up business, that has fallen off.
On the question of what happens if oil does wash up in Florida, Meek said it's not like the entire coast is going to see it.
Well, I'm pretty sure they will not be on all of Florida's beaches.
Meek said BP needs to consider the timing of the Deepwater Horizon disaster within the context of Florida's economy.
This will have a trickle-down effect to our education system, to our healthcare system, to aid to local cities, because the revenue that we're counting on will not come in. So this will push our, in my opinion, recession even further.
Tampa Bay's beaches are already seeing some cancellations because of the spill. Robin Grabowski is president of the Tampa Bay Beaches Chamber of Commerce. She says area hotels have already gotten a few cancellations.
I've spoken with a good number of our partners, and you know the unfortunate fact is that many of them have had cancellations as a result of this tragedy.
And while the numbers may not be significant, she's more worried about those who aren't making reservations because of the oil.
It's more about now who is planning not to book here, and we don't have any grasp of that information.
Grabowski said the chamber is taking advantage of social media, but does not have the money to market Tampa Bay's oil-free beaches in a way that would compensate for money that may be lost due to inaccurate perceptions of the oil spill's proximity to Tampa Bay.
Our particular agency and organization doesn't have a budget that we can personally spend on marketing, but we're doing everything we can grassroots. So we are posting on social media as much as we can, the fact that we're open and open for business and the beaches are white and beautiful.
She said she doesn't want to see a repeat of the effects of the 1993 spill on tourism in Tampa Bay.
The ramifications, unfortunately, are not, you know, immediate. They're going to resonate for months to come. You know, in 1993, when the tanker hit in our bay, you know, sure, there were immediate effects, but they were long-lasting effects. And many of our hoteliers, it took a long time to recuperate those losses.
Grabowski said Representative Meek's request for $75 million additional dollars is good news, but that she's being realistic on the question of whether BP will actually agree to that number.
As you know, everything's always going to be a negotiation with especially companies of that magnitude. So I think we do need to get everything we can to continue to market the destination in the eyes of this unfortunate tragedy.